more month at the end of your money than money at the end of your month. In other words, you'll be out of cash. Now, here's a little principle around appreciating money. It's not how much you make that counts. It's the hierarchy of values which dictates how you manage it that counts. Let me elaborate on that. I had the opportunity a few years ago to consult for a gentleman in Florida who did $6,290,000 of income that year. Now, how many would agree that if they had that much income, they'd probably think they'd be able to save something? At the end of the year, he had to borrow from a lending institution $327,000 to pay his taxes. Now, you're probably thinking, well, that guy's an idiot. No. The guy has up here, on the hierarchy of his values, paying taxes last, saving last, next to last, and living with fancy cars, traveling great life, fancy homes, lots of paintings and everything else. And so he had no savings as an interest and no paying taxes. He devalued paying taxes and devalued paying himself. So he was borrowing money at the end of the year, and he was in debt at the end of the year. It just so happened that he had a secretary working for him that was being paid $20,000 a year, about $24,000, about $2,000 a month, who was saving $400 a month towards her savings, and she was actually going towards financial independence before he was, at the rate he was going. In other words, she had saving money and security for the future higher on her value list than he did. So it makes no difference how much money you make. It has everything to do with the hierarchy of your values and the way you manage it that counts as far as financial freedom is concerned. How many of you are grasping this principle? No matter how much you make, the hierarchy of your values. Because what people tend to do is they tend to raise their lifestyle the second they make more money. And then they're right on the edge again. They get a better credit card that gives them a bigger margin, and they just take it up to the edge again. How many of you have been there and done that and know sort of what I'm talking about? In fact, statistically, the majority of people actually will go all the way till 10% behind. Instead of saving 10%, they'll actually be in a negative debt level of 10% on an annual basis, paying off credit cards at high interest rates and charge cards. So the hierarchy of your values dictates your financial destiny. That's what I want you to write. The hierarchy of your values dictates your financial destiny. The hierarchy of your values dictates your financial destiny. The hierarchy of your values determine what you appreciate or depreciate. A person that it's the highest value is their children, then obviously they have a high appreciation for their children and a depreciation or a low appreciation for their saving of money. In other words, they'd rather have that money spent on their children than their children spent on their money, if that makes any sense. Now, here's a shocker. Here's a shocker. In my experience, if wealth building and saving money is not in the top five in your value system, in all probability, you're not going to be a vastly fortunate, wealthy, financially free individual. Because you'll always have something come up that you have to spend the money on that'll keep sabotaging. Now, I'm not making that right or wrong. That's not good or bad. That's not like, oh my God, you're a bad person because you didn't save your money. It's nothing about that. It's not a moral issue. It's just that most of you, if you spent the money to come here this weekend, you didn't come here to learn how to lose your money or diminish your money. You came here to grow it. You came here for that reason. So you don't want to deny that it is obviously important to you, but you want to come to the realization of where and truly how important really is it. Because you can walk away from here, and if it is still low on your value list, you will walk away with the same thing. In other words, unless there's been a transformation in the values, there's not a transformation in your life. It has to go up in value. And I've got an exercise to raise it up in your value that we're going to do as a team. It works if you do it. Now watch this now. If I'm walking in a mall with my wife, or let's just say, not me, but let's say an average person here in Australia, a husband and wife, they're walking in the mall. They're at one of the malls here. And let's say the hierarchy of their values are this. The wife's highest value is similar to this. The children, the children's education, the children's home, the children's clothes, etc. The husband, who's the reciprocal complementary opposite, that's why they marry. You understand the purpose of marriage, right? Purpose of marriage is to find out what you disown and devalue and marry it so you can learn how to value it. Just a joke. But let's say his highest values is building wealth and saving money and building his business, etc. They're walking hand in hand in a mall. And as she's walking down the mall, she is seeing things, children's clothes, children's education materials, anything to do with the children. He's not noticing that, is he? He's noticing Forbes magazine, Money magazine, Worth magazine, computers, a nice new suit, anything that might help his business grow. Because the hierarchy of each of their values determines how and what they filter out of their environment. Now, this is very important. In other words, a person who has money at the very top of these values can walk through a mall and see money opportunities. God, I could sell that, I could sell that, I could be doing this, I could do, here's all money opportunities. The person who has children at the top will see, oh, this is a child, oh, that's a great opportunity, I'm going to do something for the children and everything else. In other words, the hierarchy of their values dictate what opportunities they see in their environment. They filter out of their environment according to the hierarchy of their values opportunity. So the person that has wealth at the top or near the top will see opportunities that the average person has at the bottom will never see. They'll hear, see, taste, smell, feel opportunities that a person that doesn't have there at the top can't even begin to see. So the hierarchy of your values dictates your financial destiny. It determines how you sense the world and filter the world and how you act upon the world. And it helps and determines how you spend your money according to the priorities. Because if it's high in your values for children, you're going to spend it on the children. If it's high in your values to save, you're going to save it.